Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thank you for logging into Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. We have a lot to talk about today. We're here every week to assist you in getting your website and business up and running on the Internet. If you'd like to contact us, it's milostalkzone@aol.com, milostalkzone@aol.com. And on our show today, we're going to talk about the mindset needed to become a successful Internet marketer. We're going to cover some tools necessary to develop a successful advertising campaign. And then we'll discuss the importance of a good email strategy and the need for an autoresponder. And then for Ask Andy, if you have any questions for Ask Andy, it's askandyaquestion.com, askandyaquestion.com. And the topics for Andy include today, we're going to talk about the terabyte hard drives that are going to be put in laptops and how to inform or how information is stolen from your computer and what is a bot. And if we have time, we'll discuss with Andy the problems of e-waste, how to get rid of all your extra components. So lots to cover, lots to do today. And again, if you have anything you'd like us to talk about specifically, contact us at milostalkzone@aol.com. We'd be more than happy to follow up. Some of the topics we do cover are requests that we've had from individuals. Next week, we're going to have a program. We've had quite a few requests about eBay. So our program next week will be discussing eBay. We'll spend the whole program on eBay, just a lot of tricks and little hints and things to become more successful on selling on eBay. Again, thank you. Marketing has always been an exciting profession. There is a challenge of coming up with new and creative ways to catch the attention of the public and to hold that attention long enough to build up enthusiasm for a product line. And then you have to motivate the customers to take the final step to purchase the goods or the service. There is a lot of time and effort that goes into developing a solid marketing plan, and even though there's a lot of resources required to get it rolling, it just takes time, effort, and energy. It's not something you just plug in and get going and you're successful. It takes a lot of work. Like most professions, marketing follows some basic guidelines based on what has worked in the past. And unlike some professions, marketing is a fluid type career. That's the neat thing about it. It's always changing. As technologies change and the taste of the public shift, there's an ever-increasing need to be alert to new ways to get your point across to people who are looking to purchase something or have somebody sell something to them. Over the last couple of decades, the concept of internet marketing has taken on a new prominence in the scheme of promoting goods and services. Originally seen as more or less an adjunct to the traditional marketing methods, internet marketing is now perceived as a legitimate and powerful form of marketing. In many ways, internet marketing is taking the old rules and rewritten them for a new page. One great thing about internet marketing is that you do not have to study the concepts of marketing for a number of years or obtain a degree on the subject before being ready to step out on your own as a marketing career. In fact, it's possible to learn the basics in your home and during your spare time. And that's what we're doing here at Milo's Internet Marketing, trying to give you the information you need, the ideas and the thoughts that we can kind of follow up to help you in putting together your marketing program, your system. We all have ideas on things. There's new ideas being developed every day in Internet marketing. It has changed just in the last 6 months. A lot of it has changed. So we're going to keep you up to date on things. And one place I'd like you to go to if you get a chance is milosprosite.com. That's milosprosite.com. And take a look at some of the items there. There's a lot of free information there that you can look at and get an idea for. One is the resource report. It's a great report, a free report that will give you information about putting together a program to start your internet career. Another one that we'll talk about later if you're looking for list of people to mail to. There's called list.com, and that's a great place to find ways of getting people to sign up so that they will become subscribers to your site and that they will want to look at your products, and you'll be able to send them information. So a lot to learn, and there's a lot of different places you can go to. What we're doing at Milo's Internet Marketing is beginning to put that all under one umbrella. So you can go to one spot and find all the information that you need and sort through that. While there are ways to teach yourself about how to be an effective internet marketer, it's important to realize that you must get yourself in the right frame of mind. Anything you learn is going to be of help to you in starting your internet marketing program. As is true with so many things in life, attitude can be the difference between a happy and successful internet marketer and someone who adds one more example of failure to a long list of things that happened in their life. One of the first things you should do is develop a mindset that is positive. You will want to apply this approach from the moment you choose to begin learning about the concept of marketing on the internet. Positive approach is very important. Telling yourself that there is nothing that you can't learn to do and do well is the first step in creating the right approach. You will find this level of confidence to be tested from the very start of the process. So the sooner you develop the can-do attitude, the better off you will be. Unless you already have a marketing background, chances are that as you begin your studies, your personal studies, your self-studies, you will come across terminology that you are unfamiliar with. For people who already doubt their basic ability to learn things, this can be the obstacle that derails them before they ever get started. However, if you simply remind yourself that there is nothing you can't learn, there will be nothing more than a small speed bump in your process. So learn the lingo, and one of the things you can do is contact us at milostalkzone@aol.com, milostalkzone@aol.com, and request our dictionary, and we have a free dictionary we'll send out to you through email that lists a lot of the terms that you will hear and need. And it's very difficult when you hear something or there's a word you're not quite sure of. This dictionary of terminology will help you a lot. Instead of despairing because you don't understand a word, stop for a moment and use your access to the internet to look up the meaning. You can look at if you ask for that dictionary, you can look in there too. But many search engines allow you to enter a command or define, that's in quote, define in quote, and then followed by the keyword or phrase. And this will allow you to find quick definition for the word. It'll also provide you with links that go to one or more details websites about the concepts or applications that are connected with the word. So the internet itself can be a great source for you. Getting comfortable with the lingo will only make it that much easier for you to read and to assimilate the information that you use as part of your self-training process. You will thank yourself as you resume your studies and you find that technical terms are no longer slowing you down. It'll begin to all fall into place. Another good place to look at is milosebooksplus.com. There's a lot of books there. You can skim through and look and get an idea of what might be there. It's milosebooksplus.com. Along with learning about internet marketing, it's a good idea to get acquainted with basic internet tools as well. There's a world of electronic marketing tools that are available today. Some of them are free. Others cost very little. Learning before you go out and start assembling the tools will help you keep the right attitude for two reasons. First, you'll be able to sidestep grabbing the first tools you see and holding on to them as if they're the holy grail, the only thing that'll help you. While there are a great many support tools and software on the market, there's also a lot of junk. So you need to take an understanding so you can pick the right tool and the right item for you. Now, what we are doing with Milo's ProSite is trying to put things together in one spot so that you don't have to run around all over the place to find things. But remind yourself that you are in an investigative mode. You want to learn more and do more. Make note of the tools that pique your interest, but don't leap at them until you learn more about the internet marketing and how to apply the tools. Then you'll be in a better position to evaluate what value, if any, a particular tool has to your marketing model or plan. Many are free, and there's some really clever tools that are a little more expensive, but will help you a lot. Second, do not set yourself up to fail before you begin. Like the old saying goes, too many cooks spoil the broth. Engulfing yourself with a bunch of tools in a random fashion will only serve to confuse you, too many things to handle at one time. You scatter your attention from your goals. Keep focused and keep moving forward. I think many people do the same thing with their desktop, all kinds of junk and stuff on their desktop, and then they can't find anything. Well, you need to kind of have a good idea, a basic foundation of internet marketing so that you'll be able to pick the tools and the things you need first. Above all, it's absolutely necessary that you meet every challenge with questions about how to turn the situation around and to make it an opportunity. Remember, every challenge or every problem is nothing more than an opportunity in disguise. There'll always be challenges, but an individual who is dedicated to the concept of becoming a top-notch internet marketer will see these situations as stepping stones to success rather than a brick wall that can't be climbed. So take any failure, take any bump in the road as a plus factor, as something you learn from. One thing to realize is that no matter how positive you try to be, there will be days when it seems like nothing you study is making any sense. Recognize that you will have those days, but also remind yourself that every successful person from the beginning of time has had these days also. When you feel the situation and the frustration level rising to the point that threatens to undermine your positive mindset for the day, it's time to take a short break. Push back the chair, turn the computer off, get out of the house, go to a movie, take a walk, coffee, whatever. Just change your idea, your location, your thoughts, your mind, your vision, your view. Giving yourself this short break will do wonders for your cognitive abilities. Chances are very good that when you return to the computer to get started, new ideas will pop into the mind and you'll be off and running again. Remember that you can do and be whatever you want to be. All you have to do is take the time to equip yourself with the knowledge and the skills to get your goals to where you want them to be. There are some basic tools that will become essential components in the efforts of any successful internet marketing plan. Laying the solid foundation means you do not necessarily have to reinvent the wheel with each new campaign, although you should always be prepared to tweak things a bit to fit the need of the product or service that you want to market. Here are some things to put in place in order to do a great job with your marketing plans. First, you need to get a website. Sounds simple, sounds whatever, but you need to get a website, period. No discussions allowed. The simple fact of the matter is that people trust entities that they perceive as being real businesses. You may be creating your market empire from the garage or a spare bedroom, but if you have a real website that people can visit, bookmark, and share with their friends and family, you will have the look and feel of an established business. If you're in a brick-and-mortar business, you need a website to put on your window or put on your business card. It just gives it credibility. Websites, now everybody has to have a .com, and that's very important. It just leads a lot of credibility to your business. Freelance writers are an excellent example of this sort of thing. While some well-paying markets are always looking for new writers, they tend to gravitate towards writers that have a website, that have writing samples that with contact information and content that indicates it's a true business and it's not just some hobby or somebody just doing it as a sideline. The same is true with marketing. Sure, you can post ads all over the place, but if there is nothing that builds up confidence in the permanency of your business, all those efforts will yield little or no return. The good news is that the websites are relatively inexpensive these days, and many vendors will even have online tools to help you create a nice-looking site. They'll supply the outlines, the color schemes, the basic layout. You supply the content and the images and graphics. It's possible to have your website up and running in just over a weekend or a week. It all makes it very possible for you to set a basic plan for yourself so that you have a website and whatever it is, .com. One of the first issues to address is creating a website is your domain name. One of the most common mistakes people make is trying to be quirky or kind of cute with the name. Forget quirky, forget cute. Unless you can combine these qualities with a domain name that is short and easy to remember, it won't work. Keep in mind that the longer your domain name happens to be, the harder it will be for people to remember it. That's important. The longer the name, the harder for people to remember. Sure, they can bookmark your domain name in their favorites, but what good does that do if they're talking with a friend about your website and can't remember it? It's like with your cell phones. There's so many numbers on your cell phone, you forget even what the person's number is because you're used to going to the cell phone and listing it out. So you need to have a domain that fits your product and also is easy to remember. Whether you like to admit it or not, the golden time for word of mouth to occur is during that personal encounter. Word of mouth, as we talked about last time, is a great way to advertise. If the domain name can be rattled off with ease, chances are much better that a new prospect will be directed to your site. If it's difficult, they're not going to be able to find your site. The simple fact is that many people may promise to send the link to someone later, but it gets lost in the shuffle of daily life. Make things easier for you and for people interested in your site. Employ the old Toastmasters counsel of KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Life will be better for everyone involved. Next, give the structure of your domain name a great deal of consideration. Are there ways to incorporate keywords in the domain name that will be easy to remember? For example, if you plan on creating a website that is devoted to the marketing of your own line of greeting cards, try to work in greetings or cards into the domain name. Keep in mind that the name of your company may or may not be the best choice for the domain name. While we all like to see our names pop up when we look around the Internet, keep focus on your products that you're going to market, not on the wonderful name you have chosen. It seems that creating an easy-to-remember domain name that calls to attention your products and services will mean foregoing the use of a company name in the URL. Well, bite the bullet. Go ahead. Use the name that describes your products, not the name of your company. You can put your company name on all sorts of places on the website, but the domain name you want it to address the product, because if you do, that will create a quicker rise on your search engine list. This accomplishes two things. First, visitors will associate the URL with the types of products you are marketing. This is a plus, as it makes much easier for the consumer to remember and pass on information to other people. Milo's Internet Marketing. It's a long name, but it tells us what we do. It's Milo, and it's Internet, and it's marketing. Second, it helps to make it much easier for your target audience to find your website during search engine searches. The more pointed and focused your domain name appears, the more effective this particular marketing tool will become in your request for success. Again, your product and the domain name will rise your list on the Google search or Yahoo search much higher. Another important aspect is to make the best use of your title tag in the front page of your website. One fatal mistake that is often made is using this space to do a welcome message to the site. Hello, we're so thankful you come. Thank you for visiting our site. That's a waste of time and space, because what the search engines do is they read not only your domain name, but then they read the first couple lines on your website. And if you say, welcome, we're glad you're here, that doesn't help your search engine. While it may fit nicely with the greeting that people come to your website and say hi, people come to your home, you say hi, it's completely unnecessary on your website. The presumption is that anyone who visits the site is welcome, so there's no need to tell the people. Get right to the topic of your product. Instead, use that space at the beginning of your website as a means of spelling out in common terms what you have to offer. Keep in mind that we live in a society where people want instant gratification. That means you probably only have 5 to 10 seconds to compel your visitor to stick around and look some more. Once they get tired of looking at the site, that's usually 5 seconds, they move on. So you've got to catch their attention and make them want to see more. And use a title tag to entice people to your site. And you'll probably find that you show up higher in the search engines as well as make better use on your website. While it's always nice when customers come to you, the fact is you will starve if you take the attitude that your wonderful website's going to have people just lining up to get into the website to see what you're marketing. Well, people don't do that. They don't even know your websites exist. It'll take forever for you to build up a steady clientele. Among the tools that will help you be a success is finding out where to market to your potential customer base. Let's take a little pause right there, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Milo's Internet Marketing on TalkZone.com.